Reflex hammer.
Check.
Crumb cake.
Check. Crumb cake?
A sponge cake with crumbs on top. Best when served with steaming hot coffee and a juicy piece of gossip.
I know what a crumb cake is. Why am I putting it in my medical bag?
You're going to be filling in at the old office tomorrow, right?
Yeah, so?
So can't you run by maternity and drop off a tasty howdy-do from Laverne?
Fine. Crumb cake.
Hey, the Rice Krispie treats go to radiology.
Now I have everything I need.
You mean everything except me.
Okay, Maxine, I'm out of here.
All right, Harry, see you in a week.
A week, huh? That would be a week from today, today being May 23rd.
Thank you, calendar woman.
Well, you know, he didn't remember our anniversary, 9 years working together.
9 years. One of you should be up for parole.
Now, it happens to be a special day for me. See, Dr. Weston and I have this little routine. First, he says, well, dear, looks like we made it through another year. And then I say, with just a hint of weariness, yep, looks like it.
Wow, that thing they do in Times Square on New Year's Eve just pales by comparison.
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find.
It's so great to see you again, Shay. Oh, look. Remember now to say hello to your husband for me.
Dr. Weston, I'm not married.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You got divorced.
You know, you're a lot different from Dr. Tyler.
Well, give him some time, dear. I've been at this a little longer than he has.
No, I mean, Dr. Tyler's really funny.
Bye-bye, Gail. Thank you, dear.
I think you're funny, Harry.
Well, thank you, Denise.
Then again, I've been known to blow milk out of my nose watching Saved by the Bell.
You too, huh? All right, come on. We're having entirely too much fun here. Let's bring in the next patient.
Oh, sorry. We're fresh out till after lunch.
No kidding. Morning just flew by.
I know. I haven't had this many laughs at work since I was Susie Doozy, the party clown.
Oh, you used to work children's parties.
Well, parties.
Gee, the place. I mean, it's exactly the way I left it. Although I must say that Dr. Tyler has made one major improvement.
Oh, well, Harry, you're embarrassing me.
Oh, yeah, that's an electric pencil sharpener. Just...
Hey, you're not funny. You're mean.
I'll make it up to you. Let me buy you lunch at the hospital cafeteria.
You're not mean, you're cruel.
Shall we say about 3 o'clock?
Why so late?
I'm not hungry. I ate a whole crumb cake driving in this morning.
Sophia, that was too much fun. I had no idea you were such a savvy bargain huntress.
Hey, they don't call me cheap because I'm easy. Or do they?
Ladies, do you mind? I'm trying to watch Gilligan's Island.
Simp, you're not watching Gilligan's Island. That's Masterpiece Theater.
No wonder Marianne sounds so stuck up.
Charlie.
Billy, I think you need to get your eyes checked.
I have. They're brown.
Can you read this headline?
Sure. Clinton wins election.
Wrong.
You mean Bush got in?
Charlie, you can't read this. You need glasses.
Oh, no. That's just great. Although it does explain the other night when I sent those drinks over to the table of Hasidic guys.
So, Charlie, let me know when you're ready to get your specs. You know, Olson, who lives next door to me at the home, he used to be an optometrist.
Maybe I'll give him a call.
I should warn you, he's a little weird. He may want to give you a hernia test, too. You know, read line 4 and cough.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Daddy. How was your day? Did the little tykes beam with delight upon return of the gentle healer who shaped their lives?
A baby peed on my tie. Oh, so great seeing the kids again. And Dr. Tyler has hired a terrific nurse, a very attractive lady named Denise.
So, Daddy, tell me about this Denise.
Well, she's very funny. At lunch, she did this wicked imitation of Schaefer in Pathology. Who smudged my slides? Who smudged my slides? God, it was dead on. It was so Schaefer, you know. I mean, you know, you have to know him. But you don't. Never mind. Come on.
Bottom line, Harry, how's this nurse in the Hooter department?
Charlie, I really don't appreciate that kind of language. I'm thinking about asking this lady out.
Answers my question.
Daddy, you can't ask her out.
Why not?
But because you're her boss. You could be flirting with issues of sexual harassment. Remember Clarence Thomas, Bob Packwood, Lydia Hofstetter.
Who's Lydia Hofstetter?
Who's Clarence Thomas?
Lydia Hofstetter was the flannel-shirted manager of the hamburger stand I toiled at my senior year. One day she invited me to her home to listen to her Anne Murray records. When I firmly yet sensitively rebuffed her, she demoted me to the French fryer. I gained 10 pounds that summer. Oddly, it only made her want me more.
Morning, Harry.
Morning, Denise. Sorry I'm late. I'm doing rounds at the hospital. It took forever to swipe a decent bouquet.
Oh, Harry. These will go so well with my allergies. Kidding.
All right.
You know, I don't usually get flowers from my boss, except when somebody in my family dies. You don't know something, do you?
Only that I really enjoy working with you.
Yeah, well, I'm having a good time, too.
And, you know, technically, I'm not your boss. Dr. Tyler's your boss. I mean, if that ever comes up in court.
What?
Nothing.
Okay, so listen, I'm going to humiliate myself now, so try not to laugh too hard.
Wait. You're going to imitate Schaefer again. Let me put the coffee down here.
No, Harry, this isn't a joke. Well, I just thought that since you forced me to have lunch with you yesterday, that I could return the punishment and make you dinner tomorrow night.
You're asking me out.
You're right. Bad idea. Okay, here's Schaefer walking into a bar.
No. Please, don't. No, I would love to have dinner with you. Can I bring anything?
I could use a new couch.
All right. How about wine?
Great. Okay.
This is great.
Great.
Excuse me. Could you tell Dr. Weston that Laverne Todd is here to see him?
Certainly. Harry, Laverne is here to see you.
Harry? You call him Harry?
Laverne, is everything all right?
It is now, mister. I have everything I need. You forgot your lucky otoscope.
Otto!
So, doctor, before I traipse all the way back across town, is there anything you forgot to tell me? Are you sure there isn't anything you want to say?
Nothing really comes to mind, but thanks for bringing Otto.
Don't mention it. Oh, daffodils, my favorite, from your fella.
Actually, Harry gave them to me.
Oh, I'm sorry, someone in your family pays on.
No, I mean, you know Harry, he's just a big flirt.
Denise, please.
Isn't he cute when he blushes?
He looks the same way after he ties his shoes. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Well, I do. What the hell are you talking about?
I just come back from the old office where I witnessed Dr. Harry Weston carrying on with a floozy nurse.
So what happened? You walk in on Harry and Nursey knocking boots? Well, Laverne, so what if Harry is having a little office fling? What's it to you?
Well, it just irks me to see that man carrying on like a buffoon.
Over some nurse who isn't you? Sounds like you're jealous.
Now, that is ridiculous. Dr. Weston and I aren't that way with each other.
Why not? Birds do it. Bees do it. Why can't nurses and MDs do it?
How many times have we been through this? Now you are on my side of the bed. Shoot. Lordy, I am dog tired. No offense, Elvis. Oh.
Well, dear, looks like we made it through another year.
Yeah, looks like it.
Meow.
Thank you. I'm sorry I'm so nervous. I've never been to a psychiatrist before.
Well, it's okay to be here, Ms. Todd. Now, please, go on.
Well, like I was saying, what are you writing?
Just making a note.
Does anybody see that?
No.
Then why are you writing it?
It's just part of my normal procedure, unless I decide to sell it to hard copy. Well, let's go back to your dream.
Look, I just want to stop having these feelings for Dr. Weston. Can't you give me a shot or something?
You know, Laverne, one dream doesn't mean you're in love with someone.
Yeah? Well, what if I went back to bed and dreamt about him again and again and again and again?
Professionally speaking... Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Charlie, what are you doing with that book?
Reading.
No, seriously, what are you doing?
Carol, ever since I got these glasses, whole new worlds have opened up to me, and I'm using my newfound intellect to finish a rather compelling book, or as I like to call it, tome.
That's a thesaurus, you dimwit.
Or dolt.
Idiot.
Or ignoramus.
Charlie, are you aware that you're making fun of yourself?
Or am I aware I'm engaging in self-deprecation?
Hi, honey.
Honey, term of endearment, or snookums, toots. Or arf, yip, whoop.
So, Daddy, how was your dinner with Denise?
No, it was okay. She and I have different ideas about what's edible. Is anything to heat up here?
Oh, my poor hungry daddy. Has my command of all things culinary ruined you for all other women?
Yeah. I mean, Denise is a terrible cook, but she's a very nice person.
A very nice person? Uh-oh, that doesn't sound very encouraging.
Well, she is. I mean, she's really very nice and everything. The woman would not stop doing jokes. She was like Henny Youngman.
But, Daddy, you love Henny Youngman.
But I don't want to date him. Anyway, once we got past the laughs, we just sort of ran out of things to say.
Well, I warned you about the intra-office liaison. How are you going to face her tomorrow?
Carol's no big deal, so it didn't work out. I mean, Denise and I are mature adults. I give up.
Carlsbad Caverns.
I don't get it.
Stalactites.
Oh, stalactites, the thing. Hey, it's that's really very cute.
Yeah. Harry, I just wanted to thank you for a wonderful time last night. I love cooking for you.
Really? Well, you're welcome.
Harry, I hope you don't mind, but I made you a little something.
Oh, thank you. Oh, it's some sort of food.
My famous cod sticks.
Oh, well, great. Denise, I think you and I should have a little talk.
You hate cod sticks.
No, I love cod sticks. You know, I just want you to know that I think you're a really terrific person.
Well, I think you're pretty terrific, too. Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes two terrific people come together.
Oh, no. Oh, God. This is a dump speech, isn't it?
No. Not a dump speech.
It's the jokes, isn't it?
Well, I mean, you don't have to be on all the time.
You know, I always let you men do this to me. I tell a couple of jokes, you act like you're interested, so I'm fooled into believing everything's great, and then it's always, sorry, Denise, but you're just too darn funny.
Yeah, well, hope we can still be friends.
Oh, go to hell, Harry.
Oh, well, Shauna, nice to see you. Where's your husband?
I'm not married.
I forgot you got a divorce.
No, my mommy and daddy got a divorce.
Oh, I'm sorry, Gigi. I didn't know.
I want Dr. Tyler back now.
Yes, we all do, dear. Just Dr. Tyler, just so God.
I'm sorry I'm late, Dr. Douglas. I didn't hardly get a wink of sleep last night.
Again, Harry's still your sleepy time stallion.
I knew I never should have told you about that. It's bad enough I've got to deal with it all night long. Now I've got to come to work and hear it from you.
I'll never bring it up again. So how was he?
Two words. Insatiable.
Oh, Maxine, good morning.
Well, if it isn't the marathon man.
I just dropped by to see Laverne.
She's in the lounge.
I forgot our 9-year anniversary. Is she mad?
You could say she's pretty hot.
Laverne.
Uh-huh.
Well, dear, looks like we made it through another year.
Oh, my God. Wake up. Wake up.
Yes, well, calm down. I'm here. Just me.
Go away, please.
Look, I'm sorry I missed our anniversary, but I'm here now, so come on, what do you say? Well, looks like we made it through another year, dear.
I'm not sure we did, and I don't think I can work for you anymore.
What? I don't understand.
Okay, it's time I started dealing with my feelings head on. Doctor, I love you, I think.
Say that again.
I love...
Don't say that again.
Well, Doctor, I'm serious.
Well, I don't know what to say, Laverne. I mean, I care about you, but... I mean, how long have you felt this way?
I guess ever since I saw you going gaga over that other nurse, it got me to wondering how come you never made a pass at me.
Laverne, I just never thought of you that way.
Are you saying I ain't attractive?
No, you're attractive more. You're very pretty.
What's wrong with you then?
We're friends, great friends. You probably know more about me than anybody else in the world.
Of course I do. That's my job.
Yeah, now, I mean, can you really see you and me crossing that line? I mean, can you see us in that position? I don't mean position. I mean, you know what I mean.
Well, I guess this whole idea did seem a whole lot more appealing to me when you're in my dreams instead of standing right here in front of me under these harsh, unforgiving, fluorescent lights.
So you dreamt about me, really?
Yeah. Pretty silly, huh? But I mean, that anniversary thing got me so mad I couldn't stop thinking about you, and the next thing I knew, my carnal appetite took over and all hell broke loose.
Carnal appetite?
Yeah, that had to be it. I mean, a young filly like me and an old geezer like you. Lordy, now there's your odd couple.
Laverne, you're not that much younger than I am.
Yeah, and roadkill don't get flatter as time goes by. But I guess now I'm ready to say we made it through another year.
And you know, I couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, you.
How was it for you?